Okay, lying on your backs, about feet about 1 foot 6 apart, feet splayed outwards, the legs relaxed all the way down to the hips, spine flat on the floor at your back, shoulders broad. Breathing deeply into the abdomen. Now place your fingertips together over the navel, palms flat over the belly, and just breathe deeply into the abdomen. As you breathe into the abdomen, feel your hands rise up towards the ceiling, and then fall on the out-breath. And make the out-breath longer than the in-breath. Use Ujjayi Pranayama, a gentle sobbing breath at the back of the throat, so you can get feedback on the in and the out-breath. So listen to the sound of the breath as it flows smoothly. A constant speed, using the muscles of the abdomen to control the speed of the out-breath. Constant flow of air, no rush at the beginning, no nothing at the end. And then breathing into the abdomen, feeling the fingers rise as you breathe in, and slowly breathing out. Use this time at the beginning of the session of yoga to really go deeply into the body, to allow the mind to slow down. To allow the body to slow down by focusing on the in and the out breath, concentrating on the in and the out breath, totally relaxing the whole body. Knowing that a complete three-part yogic breath is breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest, feeling the ribs and the sides of the ribs going upwards and outwards as you breathe into them, and then into the upper chest, under the collarbones, the abdomen being the roots of the tree of the breath, the center of the chest being the trunk, the strength of the tree of the breath, and the collarbones being the leaves and the flowers of the tree of the breath. And if the roots fail, the tree dies. Always the roots being the basic breath. So what I'd like you to do now is to take a deep three-part yogic breath, breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest and the upper chest, and slowly breathing out. And as you breathe out, take your mind around your body and tell the whole body to completely relax. And then place your palms on the ground by the sides of the hips. And on the next in-breath, a complete three-part yogic breath, I would like you to raise the arms so they touch the ground above the head at the end of the in-breath. Moving the arms at a constant speed, breathing the air into the abdomen, center of the chest and upper chest at a constant speed, using Yuzhang, pranayama, to give you feedback on how smooth that in-breath is. And then on the out-breath, moves the arms so the hands touch by the sides of the hips at the end of the out-breath. Make the out-breath at least twice as long as the in-breath. A short in-breath, a very long out-breath. And use the muscles of the abdomen to control the speed of the out-breath. Breathing out from the abdomen. No rush of air at the beginning. No, nothing at the end. A completely smooth breath. Constant flow of air through the nostrils, over the back of the throat, making a slight susurration in the sound. So you can hear your out breath. Try to make the out-breath as long as you possibly can without running out of breath so that you have to rest. Breathing into the abdomen, the center of the chest and the upper chest, and slowly breathing out. Moving the arms and just keep on doing it. Working to your limits. Trying to go farther. Not pushing too much. Gently breathing, focusing on the smoothness of the breath. squeezing the abdomen in towards the spine at the end of the out-breath. Getting the last few cubic centimeters of air out of the lungs. Hold the breath out. And then breathe in. Holding the breath in. Squeezing the anus, squeezing the buttocks, squeezing the abdomen. And then slowly breathing out. As you squeeze the anus, feel the energy flowing up your spine, over the top of your head, down the front of your body, circulating, healing. At the end of the next out-breath, leave the arms on the ground by the side of the hips. Turn the palms over to face the ceiling, shoulders broad and flat on the floor at your back, and take another deep three-part yogic breath, breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest and the upper chest, holding the breath for a while, squeezing the anus, squeezing the buttocks, squeezing the abdomen, feeling the energy circulate, and then slowly breathe out. And as you breathe out, take your mind around your body and tell the whole body to completely relax. Gently raise your right arm above your head, bend the left knee, put the left foot by the side of the right knee, and gently push over with the foot onto your right hand side and stay there for a while. Gently turn over onto your tummy. Head to one side, body completely relaxed. Breathing deeply into your abdomen. Feel the base of the spine rising towards the ceiling on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. Body completely relaxed. Thoughts of the mind turn completely off by focusing on the breath, focusing on the complete relaxation of every part of your body. gently bring your chin to the front. Bring your feet together and your knees together. Hands underneath the shoulders, fingertips pointing forwards, elbows up in the air behind your back. Forehead to the ground in front. And on the in-breath, eyes closed, slowly raise the head, raise the chest, raise the hands. Squeeze the shoulders tight, feeling into any tension you may be holding into the shoulders. And then ease that tension out by making gentle movements of the head and of the shoulders to feel into that tension. Release it in any possible way you can. Breathe into it. Don't forget to breathe. It's dangerous when you stop. You can put your hands on the ground and just move your shoulders in a really big circle. And the opposite direction. And gently raising your hands, raising your head, raising your elbows. Feel the base of the spine tensing as you raise the head higher and the shoulders higher. Feel the toes and the feet totally relaxed. Feel the calves and the knees totally relaxed. Breathing deeply into the abdomen with no blockages in the shoulders, feeling that you can hold that posture for the next half hour. Air you're breathing into the abdomen is totally supporting your strength to hold yourself in that position. There is no pain in that position because there are no blockages. If there is pain in any part, it's because you're holding on to a blockage. A blockage which has been in your body for many years, which needs to be focused upon, to leave. Relaxing your legs, relaxing your face, relaxing your hands, raising your shoulders, raising your elbows, holding the position for as long as you want to. And when you want to come out of that position, come out of it in the same way that you came into it. On the out-breath, slowly bringing your hands, your chest and your forehead down to the ground in front of you, slowly and gently, with beauty and with grace, turning your head to the opposite direction to that which it was before, and relax, breathing into the abdomen, feeling the base of the spine rising towards the ceiling, falling on the out-breath. If it's been strenuous to hold your shoulders in position, take a deep three-part yogic breath, breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest and the upper chest, holding for a short while, and slowly breathing out. As you breathe out, take your mind around your body and tell the whole body to completely relax. the area where you have just been working. The muscles have been stressed. Now you're sending extra supplies of blood to strengthen those muscles. You're sending extra supplies of lymph to take away the toxins that have been squeezed out by the practice. You're sending extra supplies of energy, visualizing the energy of the out-breath entering into those muscles, strengthening and cleansing, removing the blockages, healing and loving. Chin to the front, feet together, knees together, hands underneath the shoulders, forehead to the ground in front, slowly raising the head, slowly raising the hands, slowly raising the shoulders, slowly lengthening your legs and raising your toes 1 inch from the ground. Knees, half an inch off the ground, straightening your legs out, holding the position, breathing deeply into the abdomen, providing enough energy to hold yourself in place. And as you squeeze the anus and the buttocks, I want you to imagine there's an energy flowing up the spine from the base, between the shoulder blades, over the top of the head, the forehead, to the tongue against the upper palate, down the tongue to the throat, and on the outside of the body flowing from the throat to the heart center, to the solar plexus center, to the second chakra at the abdomen, genitals and anus, flowing around the body, and then flowing from the abdomen down through the thighs, the outside of the body, shins, toes, instep and heels, down the back of the legs, the calves, back of the knees, back of the thighs, into the base of the spine, easing out all the blockages and tensions on the way, focusing on that flow of energy around the body, raising the legs a little bit more to intensify that flow, squeezing the buttocks and the anus a little bit more to intensify that flow. Now, just for the last 10 seconds of this, I want you to put maximum tension on the posture, raising the hands a bit higher, raising the elbows a bit higher, raising the toes a bit higher, squeezing the buttocks, squeezing the anus, tense, 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 hold it for as long as you want to. And then, forehead to the ground, hands to the ground, legs to the ground, arms by the side of the body, head to the opposite side of that which it was before, take a deep three-part yogic breath, breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest and the upper chest, holding for a short while, and slowly breathing out. Gently placing your fists underneath your hips, underneath the bones of the hips, raising the hips out of the ground. Chin to the front. Feet together, knees together. On the in-breath, slowly raising the legs as high as you can, resting the weight of the hips on your hands, raising the hips out of the ground as high as you can, raising your legs into the air as high as you can, breathing into the abdomen. Raising the legs as high as you can, lifting them, holding them there, pushing away with the hands. Breathing deeply into the abdomen, holding them there as long as you want to. Squeezing the buttocks, squeezing the anus, relaxing the toes, relaxing the calves, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the chest, relaxing the face, relaxing every part of the body that is not necessary to holding those legs in the air. One of the most strenuous postures in the whole of yoga to strengthen the bottom, to educate the bottom, to teach the bottom, to have a taught bottom. And gently turn over onto your backs. Roll yourselves over very gently. Yourselves out so that the spine is extended, coming down from the base, vertebra by vertebra, to the head, bringing the chin down to the chest a little bit, and relax. What I'd like to do now is to gently bend your left knee and place the left foot on top of the right knee. The left foot on top of the right knee. Now, bring your arms apart, akimbo, 90 degrees or even more away from the body. And then take a deep breath into the abdomen. And on the out breath, I'd like you to gently move the left knee over to the right-hand side of the body, keeping your shoulders flat against the ground. Place your right hand on top of your left knee and gently move your knee down to the ground. raising your hips into the air, putting a gentle twist on the spine. Gently raising the left hip away from the ground. Very good. Stretch out this arm. Keep the shoulder against the ground. And then feel that the left shoulder and the left hip are being pushed apart. So moving the shoulder away, moving the hip away. Can you feel that stretch?
Mm-hmm.
Down the left side of the body, and then turning the head to the left. Very good. So there's a torsion, a twist, all the way down the spine. I want you to breathe into that twist. And as you relax further and further, I want you to balance on the hip. And I want you to feel that this shoulder is coming down to the ground. And this knee is coming down to the ground. Can you feel the burn? Now breathe into it and just work to your maximum, yeah? Very good. Breathe into it. Don't forget to breathe. It's dangerous when you stop. Moving your shoulder down to the ground, moving your knee down to the ground, breathing into it, totally relaxing. The tensions that you can feel by breathing into the abdomen and breathing out into the tension, giving your body time to relax, knowing that it takes 10 minutes to relax the muscles, further 10 minutes to relax the tendons, and a further 10 minutes to relax the bones. Focusing on the relaxation of all the tensions that you can feel. And gently, on the in-breath, slowly moving the left knee back to perpendicular. Very slowly, with beauty. And with grace, feeling the massage of the ground against your hips as you move back. And gently pushing the left foot to straighten out the leg. Feel into the body. And now one side of the body is more relaxed than the other. You're looking a little bit like a banana as you lie on the floor, but that's okay. Just feel into the body and feel the differences in tension between the left and the right sides. Totally relax into it. And then, on the in-breath, raise the right knee, putting the right foot on top of the left knee. Raise the arms above the head, and slowly on the out-breath, move the right knee down to the left side of the body, rolling the hips, move the left hand on top of the right knee, feel the stretch all the way down the sides of the ribs, down the sides of the hips, down the sides of the leg as you move that right knee down towards the ground on the left hand side, feeling what needs to relax more to enable that to happen. feeling the stretch in the pectoral muscles, feeling that the right shoulder is moving away from the left hip, and that the whole of the right side of the body is stretching to enable this posture to complete. Just at the end of the posture, see if you can move your right hip a little bit further over to the opposite side. Move the knee a little bit further down. Move the left hip a little bit further underneath the body to allow you to move over a bit. Feel that stretch a little bit more. Breathe into it. And it's amazing how easy it is to move that knee down to the ground. Absolutely. A little bit further roll, oof, off you go, no problems at all. Breathe into it. Very good. I just need to stretch here a little bit more. Very good. As you try this day by day, so your whole body is going to be stretched and squeezed, strengthened and relaxed. And gently, on the out breath, move the knee back to center, push the foot away, body in the relaxation position, legs apart, feet apart, spine extended and relaxed, whole body completely relaxed. Breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest and the upper chest, and slowly breathing out. As you breathe out, take your mind around your body and tell the whole body to completely relax. And gently, arms by the side of the body, palms face down on the ground, feet together, knees together, neck stretch, chin down to the chest. And on the in-breath, bend the knees, bring them up to the chest, and give yourself a slight flip to come over into the pose of halasana, plow posture. Very good. Legs parallel with the ground, working on the tendons down the back of the legs, working on balancing on the shoulders, working on bringing the hips further over the head, working on stretching the neck and bending the neck a little bit further, working on breathing into the abdomen. Very difficult thing to do in this position. And just working on coming further into the position, lengthening the legs, bringing the toes a little bit further down towards the ground above the head. As you stretch the neck and breathe, don't forget to breathe. It's dangerous when you stop. Complete relaxation in the pose, I suppose. Breathing is the most important part. As you learn how to breathe in this position, you can bring your hips a little bit further over the top of your head to compress the throat a little bit more. Easing out the tension in the throat. Easing out the tension down the back of the legs. Perhaps working on one leg at a time by bending at the knee and then stretching it out. Balancing on the shoulders. Bringing the hips a little bit further over the head, stretching the neck. Knowing that as you work on the plow position, you are really working on the chakra of the throat, Vishuddhi chakra. As you work on the chakra of the throat, Vishuddhi chakra, you are working on the thyroid gland. As you work on the chakra of the throat, Vishuddhi chakra, you are working on the parathyroid gland. And that gland is responsible for your metabolism, speeding it up, slowing it down. As you squeeze the blood out of the thyroid gland, so you give it a rest. And as you come out of the posture, So you allow blood to flow in the thyroid gland again. You give it a shock. You tend to reset that thyroid gland. You tend to reset your metabolism. Allowing that which is big to become small. Allowing that which is thin to become a little bigger. Normalizing the metabolism. Speeding it up. Allowing the blood to flow into the head, raising the pressure of the head, strengthening up all of the blood vessels in the head, speeding up the pineal gland, speeding up the pituitary gland, allowing the blood to go into the upper lobes of the chest, taking away all the pollution and the catarrh. Allowing the blood to flow out of the legs, reducing the possibility of varicose veins. What are the valves of the veins of the legs? Allowing all the blood to flow into the upper part of the body. Focusing on smooth breathing. Slowing down the out-breath, consciously working on the relaxation of the breath. When you decide to come out of the posture, come out of it with beauty and with grace. As you strengthen the muscles of the abdomen, gently allowing your back to fold out one vertebra at a time, lengthening your spine, and then allowing that blood to flow in the thyroid gland as you completely relax. The whole body, allowing the whole body to completely relax. As you master the astral plane, the ether chakra, the Vishuddhi chakra, ear, nose and throat, the voice, the astral plane, mastery of your dreams. Good to do this posture. This combination of postures, the plow and the shoulder stand together. Plow first, shoulder stand finishing. Trying to hold the combination for 20-30 minutes to strengthen. If you start to get hot in the position, you've gone beyond your strength, so good to come out of it at that point. Gradually increase the amount of time you spend in that posture. In the queen of yoga postures, that which brings into harmony every other chakra beneath the throat, that which intensifies the flow of blood into the head, raising the pressure, energizing, changing the direction of the energetic flow, getting the body used to that change in direction. Harmonizing the whole body, breathing deeply into the abdomen, into the center of the chest, into the upper chest. Slowly breathe out and relax. gently coming back into your bodies. Gently move the toes of the feet and the fingers of the hands just to show that you're there. And when you're ready, take a deep three parts yogic breath, breathing into the abdomen, filling up into the center of the chest, the upper chest, and slowly breathing out. And gently moving your arms up above your head in breath. Have a good stretch from the tips of the fingers down to the tops of the toes. Gently turn over onto the right hand side, resting your head on your right hand arm, resting the weight of the body on the left, in front of your chest, breathing into the abdomen, allowing yourself to become really relaxed. Gently pushing the body up into a kneeling position for a few seconds. Facing me, eyes closed, don't open them. Gently raising the head, raising the chest, coming up into a kneeling position. Take a deep in breath. Joining with the Om, take a deep in breath. and gently come to a sitting position. Get your cushions in place. Let's do a little bit of meditation. How was your yoga class, by the way?
It's all good.
All good. What happened in your relaxation? You going there?
I saw your head open up.
Was it a nice person?
Good.
What? Good. Oh, it was nice then.
This was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It was more tolerable.
Yeah.
Really comfortable.
That white blanket is a meditation blanket. You can put it around you and you can meditate.
Sure. Yeah.
It's spread out a bit wider than that. It's folded at the moment. That's right. It's meant to be used in meditation. It actually comes from Rishikesh, that shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Rishikesh. It's one of the Hindu towns of 1,000 ashrams. Okay, sit up straight, knees on the ground, base of the spine on your cushions, shoulders back, spine straight, head up. Gently sway backwards and forwards just to find when your spine is in alignment with the energy in the center of the universe. From side to side, feeling when that energy from the center of the earth and the center of the universe are in alignment with your spine. When the energy from the center of the earth, which comes out of the surface of the earth at right angles, at every point on the earth's surface. When your spine is square to the surface of the earth, when you have squared the circle, when the energy has slowed down your mind, created a space in which there are no thoughts. Gently place your hands together. Send your energy down the front of the body into the center of the earth, making contact with the atomic fire in the very center of the earth, feeling the flare-up of the black oil as it comes to the base of your spine, over the top of your head, down the front of the body, circulating the energy, feeling that connection with your foundation, which is the earth itself. The earth is an angel, a very high angel. And it is evolving. For many, many years, the trees, like aerials, used to reach up into the sky to bring down the energy of God to evolve this planet Earth. For many, many millions of years, the plants and the trees performed that function. And now, much more energy. An exponential rise in the energy of God is needed to come down to the planet, so this planet created another mechanism whereby it could bring down the energy of God to raise its vibration, to evolve. And that mechanism is called a human being. And as the number of human beings increase, so the number of trees fall. All part of a necessary expansion of consciousness. Out with the old, in within you. As human beings become more transparent to the energy of the universe, so this planet will become a planet of love. This society will become a society of love. And every human being will become loving, connected with the whole, performing their function and evolving themselves as all their blockages are dissipated, as all of their selfishness disappears, as they become connected to the universe itself, as they become a part of that entity which is called God. So stretching out your energy down the front of your bodies into the center of the earth, keep that connection 24 hours a day, breathing down all the negativity which you would previously have absorbed, and use that negativity as fuel for your evolution, sweeping that energy around the body, taking away all the blockages, going down to the center of the earth periodically to burn away all your dross, all that which is not gold. And keeping that connection with the center of the earth, feel that energy coming up your spine, and this time, instead of going over the top of your head, I would like you to send that golden string of energy into the atmosphere above you. Thin golden stream going upwards, past the clouds, out of the atmosphere itself, and above only the stars. Feeling that connection with the center of the earth, send that energy from the center of the earth up your spine, out of the top of your head, out of the solar system, past all the planets, away from the sun. And this solar system, a very, very small solar system in the outer arm of the Milky Way, a vast galaxy containing billions of stars, stars like dust above your head. We're breathing in the golden energy of our aura. We're sending it down to the center of the earth. We're feeling that energy flowing out of the center of the earth, up our spines, out of the solar system, out of the Milky Way, and in towards the center of the universe. And as we travel in towards the center of the universe, of this vast universe composed of billions of galaxies, each one containing billions of stars, so in the center of the universe there is a vast, gigantic central sun, brighter than 10,000 suns. And we can start to see this star above our heads and feel its energy and feel its light. And as we do so, so we feel that energy flowing down the front of our bodies into the center of the earth, raising the spiritual energy of the earth, making ourselves more transparent to the flow. And as that energy goes down to the center of the earth, so it explodes and goes up our spine into the center of the universe. And we're traveling further and further in towards the center of the universe. And as we get closer to that central spiritual sun, so it gets brighter and more intense and more hot. And that flow of energy increases down the front of our bodies into the center of the earth, flowing around the circuit of energy of the macrocosmic orbit. Until we get into the outer atmosphere of the star, surrounded by light, fizzing with its intensity, feeling that energy flowing down to the center of the earth and up the spine into the center of the universe. And as we go further into the interior of the sun, so that energy increases, the brightness increases, lightning around us, fizzing, bright lightning white. And we stay there in the center of the sun, of our soul itself, living from that position of energy and of height, with nothing in our conscious minds except that we are receiving the energy of the universe, and everything is functioning as it should. The earth is gratefully accepting our gift, and we are accepting gently, gratefully, the gift of the universe itself, its energy, its connection, being a part of a greater whole, feeling that every member of humanity is connected in the same way, feeling that the earth is connected through millions and billions of separate souls, each one of them learning how to connect in their particular way. In the center of the central spiritual sun, there is a doorway which is blue. I want you to find that doorway and open it and find yourself in a blue tube going higher and higher in towards the monad. Higher and higher, going up that tube, higher and higher, seeing that bright light, blue light above you, entering into the monad. Feeling the energy flowing down the front of the body into the center of the earth. Higher frequency, a more intense, yet more quiet experience. Then in the center of the monad, a black door. And as we open it, we enter into a black, totally black tube, but just above us, we see this brilliant white light in the darkness. And we move towards the light, dying of the light, feeling that energy flowing down, strengthening, purifying, energizing into the center of the earth, higher into the Logos itself, resting there in that height, that purity, working from that position, from that energy, from that intelligence, from that truth. And now we want to make a permanent energetic connection between us and the center of the universe. And I want you to imagine that out of the top of your head there is a tower or a pyramid or something, a building, which you have been creating for many lifetimes. I want you to see that building, and I want you to repair it and build it higher, right into the center of the universe, and then higher through the blue door into the monad, and then higher through the black door into the center of the Logos itself, making it beautiful, making it absolutely unassailable, making it strong, building it out of only the finest materials and beauty. Knowing that we only need to take one step higher, creating in our active imagination that which needs to be built. there is no difference. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Emptiness, nothing, is God. Form is the earth. The two are inseparably connected. Make that inseparable connection, the Antakarana, part of yourself. Know that all the saints live from the center of the universe. They live from the highest heart, Prajna Paramita. And yet, the two are inseparably connected. Have to find ways of bringing that energy down to the earth to evolve, to energize, to improve. The technology of change. Your height is the height of your evolution. The higher you can go, the more intensity of energy you can reach. The more you are connected, the more of that energy you can bring down into the earth. Whenever you do that, you get a little bit as well. Whatever you do becomes informed with the energy of God.